Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The trial of a young Cambridge man accused of lying to the FBI in connection with a Boston Marathon bombing case is nearing its end, and there's still no word on whether he'll take the stand in his own defense. But yesterday, lawyers for Robel Filipos, a friend of marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev, did call a different and surprise witness to testify. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
Reporters and spectators did a double take when Michael Dukakis, former Massachusetts governor and Democratic presidential nominee, entered courtroom number one and took the witness stand. The jury was brought in for morning recess, and Dukakis began answering questions from Filipos' defense attorney. Dukakis said his wife Kitty and Filipos' mother worked together as social workers, and he knew Robel Filipos since the defendant was 4 or 5 years old. He even took Filipos to the Democratic National Convention in Boston in 2004. The former governor testified that 5 days after the marathon bombings, Filipos' mother called him. UMass Dartmouth was locked down, and she was worried because she hadn't heard from her son for 2 days. Dukakis says he asked for her son's cell phone number. Outside the courthouse, he recounted his testimony.
And I called him, and he answered. And I said, what's going on? Where are you? And he told me that he had been in Worcester, that the FBI questioned him for 5 hours. And I said, well, what'd you tell him? He said, I was so confused, I don't know what I told him.
Marijuana memory failure is at the center of Filipos' defense. He was kicked out of UMass Dartmouth for smoking pot. And on April 18th, 3 days after the bombings, he was scheduled to talk to school officials about it. But he spent most of the day getting stoned. So stoned, his attorneys say, Filipos had no recollection of what he did that night, the night the FBI released photos of the bombing suspects. Prosecutors charged Filipos went to Tsarnaev's dorm room that evening while two friends took a backpack containing empty fireworks belonging to the bombing suspect. And later they say he lied to FBI agents. Dukakis was asked about Filipos' use of pot.
If, in fact, his judgment was impaired, then who knows what... All I can tell you is that he said, I was very confused, I don't know what I told him.
But under cross-examination, Dukakis testified he had no personal knowledge about what Filipos actually told the FBI during the Worcester interview. It was one of several Filipos voluntarily agreed to that week before finally signing a confession that his attorneys now say was coerced. Former Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis.
I think an indication of his willingness to tell people what happened, and in my judgment, his innocence, is that he didn't say to them, I'm not going to talk to you, you know, I want to get a lawyer. He didn't say that at all. He was as forthcoming as he could be under the circumstances.
Dukakis describes Filipos as thoughtful, law-abiding, with a great future ahead. But that remains for the jury to decide. If found guilty of lying to the FBI, Filipos faces a possible 16-year prison sentence. Testimony is expected to conclude today, and defense attorneys have left open the possibility of one more surprise witness, their client, Robel Filipos. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.